This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Countless people in France are stuck at home today. Transportation and utility workers went on strike as part of a protest against President Nicolas Sarkozy. Those people who are at home, though, at least have time to follow the news that their president is separating from his wife. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley is covering both stories in Paris. And Eleanor, where are you? It's kind of noisy.
It is noisy, Steve. Right now, I'm at the starting point of the big demonstrations that are planned today. So, you know, they've called today Black Thursday, but it seems anything but black to me. This is like a festival going on out here. You've got hot air balloons with union slogans. You got banners and flags. People are grilling, you know, eating grilled sausages. They're sitting around in the grass. It's like a country fair or something.
This protest, is this part of the same movement that led to the transportation and utility strike?
Absolutely. This is in all the unions of the utilities and all the unions of the transport for the first time since 1995 are striking. And they're all out here today to let President Sarkozy know they're against his reforms. And they're hoping to get the support of other public sector workers and the French people in general.
How complete is this transportation strike, and what does it mean for a city like Paris?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of strikes in Paris, and usually it just means you cram yourself into fewer trains. But today, when I went to the what's a major metro station and some suburban rail trains, it was actually bolted shut. There was padlocks on the door. So this is a major strike. There's pretty much no metros in Paris, and out of 700 TGVs countrywide, there's like 40 running today, 6%. So this has kind of shut down the country and completely crippled Paris.
How do you, if you're the president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, how do you annoy so many people so quickly? He's only been in office 5 months.
That's right. But, you know, everyone's saying he's trying to tackle too many things at once and reform everything. And this is a particularly touchy reform. These people say they work in hard conditions. I've been talking to them out here. You know, the electric and gas workers, the metro drivers, they say they work weekends, Sundays, in hard conditions when there's storms. They're putting up the wires. They said it's not like in America where you go weeks without your power. That would never happen here. So they say, you know, they can't work as long as other people, and they deserve some of these special privileges. So they're really angry that Sarkozy wants to take them away. Sarkozy says they're costing the French taxpayers like $7 billion a year. So it's a very touchy point. And I will remind you, Steve, the last time any government tried to take away these early retirement privileges, that was in 1995, the country was completely shut down from 3 weeks of strikes, and they had to withdraw the measure.
And I guess the people who are unhappy with Sarkozy at the moment also include his wife.
That's correct. We've gotten the news today that the divorce is official, or at least they're officially separating, you know, for weeks now. Everybody's been talking about it. It's been, of course, the word on the street, and it's first within the tabloids, because in France, the media, they kind of leave politicians' private lives alone. You know, Chirac had his mistresses, Mitterrand had his love child. And so you don't talk about private lives, but this was kind of different. Everyone was talking about Sarkozy because his wife was such a part of his political persona, and he publicized their couple. So anyway, yesterday, finally, the mainstream media went with it, and then today it was announced.
Well, now, does that mean that Sarkozy has lost his closest advisor as well as his spouse?
Yes, people are saying that it's going to be it's a big moral and emotional blow to him because she was an advisor to him, and he, you know, he really depended on her in a lot of ways. And some analysts are saying that he could really be destabilized, and even the country is, you know, in a little bit of a dangerous situation with him so fragile right now.
Eleanor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's reporter Eleanor Beardsley. She's at the scene of a demonstration in Paris, one of several events there today. There's also a massive transportation and utility strike. Other than that demonstration, much of the city seems to be shut down. And at the same time, President Nicolas Sarkozy has confirmed rumors that he is separating from his wife.